This is Mornings with Pat and Amy for Friday, April 24th, 2020. And a happy Friday to you all. Coming up on today's show, the news. Another day, another kid says something they shouldn't be saying. This time, not mine. We're getting a Hulk Hogan movie starring Thor. True story.
Yes.
And if you could draft one new skill for your spouse, what would it be and why? First, let's talk about the things we saw in the news. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You too.
Yeah. So there's more evidence that a lot more New Yorkers have had the coronavirus than the number confirmed by lab tests. Mm-hmm. A state survey found that 2.7 million New Yorkers have had it.
Yeah, it's like 14% of the population. I think we had it in December. I think the whole family did.
You've said that before, but it makes me wonder, because people are saying, oh, well, cases as early as January, but then... Isn't it? I mean, it's possible that it was here last year.
Oh, yeah. They were giving out warnings initially in like November, to be honest. So it's probably been here since last summer in all likelihood.
Crazy.
And I'm pretty sure we had it in December because we had every symptom. It would not go away. It was really rough. Everyone who got it, like that was around us, really had a rough time, too. And we just thought it was, you know, typical crud. We just thought it was a typical cold because there was nothing about this back in early December. So.
Right.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have had this and even currently have it and have no idea what they have. So I could have it right now, too. And I have an upper respiratory thing. I haven't left the house in a week and I don't plan on going anywhere because of this stuff. So,
yeah. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon is hopeful that Central New York will be able to reopen on May 15th. On May 15th.
We'll faithfully open on May 15th, hopefully. I'm hoping.
Basically, as the COVID-19 numbers in CNY are much lower than the rest of the state. I sincerely hope so, but I am also not holding my breath.
No, I don't. Just let it ride, man. I trust me.
Yeah.
And we'll get into this thing. Like, trust me, I want my kid back in school. I really do, in the worst way. And I want some normalcy again. I want regular routines. I want to be able to go to a bar. But I also understand that not at the sacrifice of getting a second round of this crap. So
right.
I'm glad he's you know, he's not feeling confident. He's optimistic and hopeful. But I don't know, cousin. I don't know.
The city of Buffalo is thinking about continuing using a work from home and flexible scheduling model even after the pandemic is over. The mayor notes it would help the city drop their carbon footprint, and I am loving that.
Why not?
We just talked about that with how everybody being at home has been way better for the earth.
Oh yeah, and think about your commute. Like think about how traffic, just even if you take the earth part of it out, just the traffic going in to work and home from work would be so much less if more people at least had the option. Because let's be honest, if you really can be productive at home, screw it. Let them work from home. As long as people can get it done and they're not slacking, and you know, maybe they stop in once a week or so, who cares? Just get the job done. It's 2020, for Christ's sakes. Just do it.
Rochester school leaders are trying to keep the Rochester City School District Superintendent Terry Dade from leaving. Principals rallied with signs and met with Dade pleading for him to stay.
It's kind of sad, but I understand.
Is it Terry Dade or Terry Dady?
I don't know. Terry. I thought it was Dade, but whatever it may be, they don't want him to leave. Here's what I know. They don't want the guy to leave. He's apparently a really good guy, and apparently he's done a nice job considering the fact he walked into this junk. And I don't blame him for wanting to leave, but it would be good if he stayed. They're going to get a lot of support from the state in the end, and they'll probably fix this. But, you know, they really did have signs like begging him, and they met with him and like, please don't go. I know. It's crazy.
Zoom is making some changes to try and stop Zoom bombing from happening. They are upgrading their encryption features.
Sure.
So that should be interesting.
Why not? Good luck with that, Zoom. While we connected today, one of your friends popped into our conversation here. It was nice to talk to her, by the way. She seems lovely.
She is.
Earlier this week, my kid was a naughty, naughty person and flipped off his mother and I, which was great. And he did it knowingly. He didn't know what the word was, but he knew that it was bad and he knew that he was angry. And boy, has it been a week with him. Now, your kids, who's also five, right? He's decided to step it up and try to one-up Rory?
He has. And I got to hand it to him. I not even mad. I'm just impressed. that's not true. He called his sister a kitty cat that starts with a P.
Oh, the P word.
Which he heard from his father while driving one day.
Likely
because
story.
His father yelled, "Get out of the way, you beep."
Meow.
We need that sound effect. Please get that cat sound effect.
All right.
But yeah. And he said that he called his sister that. And I went, "Henry!" And he goes, "What?" And I said, "Go tell your father what you just said." Mm-hmm. Because I'm laughing and I was also on the phone. So
couldn't
really handle it. And he goes out to the living room and my husband didn't hear what he said. He goes, "Henry, what did you say?" "I don't know." And then starts hysterically crying. Mm-hmm. "I don't know. I don't remember." And yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how that went.
Why did he call her that? What were they arguing about?
It was, they were like playing. It wasn't even, you know, when I was a kid, when I was maybe six, so a little bit older than Henry. Do you remember the movie Neverending Story?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The main character's name in it was Bastion.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So my dad and I'm an only child. My dad and I would, you know, play WrestleMania and be like fighting for the remote control, be all in good fun. We were playing one time and I was like, you bastard, without even thinking, because in my head, I was thinking of Bastion, but obviously I'd heard the word bastard somewhere else.
Right.
I got in a lot of trouble, had no clue what I had said. So I think it was maybe just one of those situations with him.
They don't know what it means, right?
And it's a funny word if you think of it.
Oh, it is.
Really, it's kind of a funny word. And so the funny thing is, I have video of the kids telling me what Daddy had said in the car that day. And it's hilarious. Like, I kind of want to put it on TikTok and like do a lip sync to it because it's that funny.
Let's do it.
But
let's do it. Am I the kid or am I the parent? Like, who am I in this conversation? That's what I want to know.
You can be Henry and excellent. I'll be Hannah. It's so funny.
Okay.
But yeah, like, it's just, I'm, and at this point, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, is it the end of the week yet?
And
not
it
that
is.
It matters.
No,
but
it doesn't matter, though. That's the thing. And that's the thing, because this has been, like, yesterday we had an E class with Rory's whole kindergarten class.
Oh, okay.
And I thought this would be good to see his teacher, to see his classmates. And it was for a second, and then it just regressed. And he just didn't want to do it, and he threw fits. He's doing a stomping thing right now, where he stomps when he's mad.
Oh,
he just,
man.
Now, finally, we got out of him that, and I believe this, that he really just feels scared about the virus, because and he's like scared about why we can't go anywhere, and he doesn't understand. And even though we've really tried to explain to him in the simplest of ways, he just doesn't get it, and it's freaking him out a bit.
Okay, does he actually say "I'm scared"?
Yeah.
Okay, I ask because there was a kid in my class at school who would use the phrase "I'm scared" for a lot of different things.
Yes.
So it's maybe not necessarily being scared, but like feeling anxious, being worried, being able just not to put a name to how you're feeling. So you say, "I'm scared."
And I'm sure he's anxious too. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But it's made his behavior just impossible. I mean, putting him to bed last night was just such a freaking effort of, you know, first it was, "I want to play a hide and go seek game." So, okay, I'll play hide and go seek before you go to bed. So I did. I played a few rounds with them. And then, you know, how it always is with kids. "One more, just one more, please, please, just one more." Till finally it was no. And then that was another game. And no, we're not going to play that game. And then it was, "Well, now I'm thirsty. Now I'm hungry. Now, you know, I'm going to have bad dreams. I'm scared of what that noise was." And it wasn't a noise. It was the dog sitting down. Like it. And this is how it's been. His structure is totally screwed. And And look, I get it. I understand. I'm not saying the quarantine needs to end tomorrow or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is there's no break for us parents either. And it's tough. And I know it's tough on them too. I know it is. I know it's tough on them, and I know that they're having tough times. So
it's interesting how they are reacting. So it's interesting to see how they react compared to an adult.
Yeah.
Because obviously an adult's not going to throw a temper tantrum. You hope.
Right.
Hope. But yeah, to see the different ways that kids are acting out and how their behavior is changing because of this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And how we as parents are forced to deal with it.
Well, and I'm going to be honest, I haven't dealt with it well at all. Like, I haven't. I mean, I've been better about it, but I get to that point where I just don't have the patience. And Jessie's always, she's like, just walk away. Just walk into the next room. Don't answer a thing he says. Walk away, because you're just getting angrier and angrier, and you know you can't, you know. And it's funny, because I'm not like this with other kids or other people. It's my kid. Because there's that higher expectation, right? I mean, if I'm in a classroom with kids, no, that's a totally different thing. That's a job. That's a task. I can totally keep my cool. But if I'm with my own kid, it's like, are you kidding me? Right? Like, what are you doing? Like, what?
Because you know that they know better.
Oh yeah.
So.
And I'm like, you little jerk. Like, I just cooked you dinner last night. You didn't eat any of it, and now you're saying you're hungry. Are you serious right now? So
that means you'll be nice and hungry for breakfast tomorrow.
That's what we said. And mm-hmm. he's hungry this morning, so have at it, kid. Have that bagel and have a good time. Ugh. TV and movie news. Warner Bros. Will, when it comes to Wonder Woman 1984, the sequel to, you know, the Wonder Woman movie, and Tenet, which looks really good. They're going to be in theaters. They're not going to go straight to streaming like a lot of movies are right now, which is kind of a bummer, in my opinion, because I know they come out fairly soon. The vast majority of theatrical releases have been delayed by the spread of the virus, and they've been either rescheduled or expected at some point, you know, to be in theaters in the future. A lot of these movies, though, the kids' ones they're sending out, like mm-hmm. Scoob, we told you about yesterday, is going to be
out. Thank God. Thank you.
But the adult ones, see, I'm kind of bummed, though, because the adult ones would be nice if, you know, Wonder Woman or Tenet came out, because that'd be a nice date night while you're quarantined to see a movie together like that. That'd be something to do, right? So
true.
I'm kind of bummed that they're not going to do that, but I guess I understand it. A new Hulk Hogan biopic is in the works. But here's the thing. This is why I thought it would interest you. It's going to star as Hulk Hogan, Chris Hemsworth. Thor himself.
Yay.
It's currently in the scripting stage. Netflix has the exclusive rights. Hulk Hogan himself will serve as a consultant. Now, he has a really interesting life, because he did the whole wrestling thing, obviously, but then he's got the sex tape, the thing with Bubba the Love Sponge. He had to get divorced. There's a whole world.
The reality show with the family.
Right. There's that. There's a whole thing there. And I don't know how much they're going to dive into that, but I'm real interested to see. And Chris Hemsworth as Hulk Hogan seems fitting to me, you know?
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal says he didn't approve his appearance in Tiger King. In the show, he is seen visiting Joe Exotic Zoo holding baby tigers. And he said he didn't approve that. But here's the thing. It's been reported that Shaq and Joe actually had a pretty close relationship, and that Shaq may have bought tigers from Exotic at one point.
Oh, so what's happening is he's seeing the backlash from it, and mm-hmm. that's why he's saying he didn't approve it.
Of course.
He probably didn't want everybody to know. It's like the secret friend, you mm-hmm. know, when you had a secret friend. Everyone. You couldn't tell anyone that you were friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone's got one trash friend.
Right? Like, exactly.
And it's not that they're trash. It's just, you know, they're just, you go, really, that's your, okay. Mm-hmm. And apparently Joe Exotic is Shaquille O'Neal's. So what are you going to do? HBO has renewed Westworld, for a fourth season. Do you watch Westworld?
I don't.
Okay.
But I should probably start, because what else is there to do?
That, yeah. And it's fascinating, because it's, you know, it's a theme park full of androids that you do stuff with. So, yeah, that's what Westworld is. You don't know this?
That sounds really interesting.
It's very interesting. Now, I've not watched season three yet. I just haven't. It's hard to watch season three when you have little ones around. And my wife doesn't care about it. So it's hard to find time to watch.
Is this like, what rating does this
have? Oh, mature. Oh, heavy mature.
Oh, even better. Yeah.
Graphic violence, graphic sexual content. Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect. It's right up my alley.
There you go.
But guess what?
What?
Fraggle Rock is being rebooted.
It is.
I'm so excited. I'm a huge Fraggle Rock fan.
Me too. Growing up, that was the thing was Fraggle Rock. Fraggle Rock Rock On, their teaser trailer dropped. It will air on Apple TV Plus. If you have an iPhone, a newer iPhone, you get that for free, by the way.
Guess what?
What?
I have the original Fraggle stuffed animals.
Do you really?
And my kids play with them. They are here at my house. The kids play with them consistently. The only one I'm missing is Moki.
Wow. That's really cool.
I have
cool.
all the rest of them now. I know, they're really cool.
Like, they're probably...
And then...
Yeah.
Then when my kid swings them around by the tail, I'm like, don't do that! I was like, those are collector's items!
I mean, they are, but at this point, they're kind of not, but they are, right?
No, they're not, but I'm like, listen.
Well, they are.
Classic 80s toys. You be gentle with mommy's toys.
They're definitely collector's items. I mean, I don't know anybody that has the original ones. I mean...
Oh my God, they're so cool.
That's awesome. Finally, Shark Tank star Damon John, who is the CEO of the Shark Group, tried to sell 3M-made face masks at a huge markup to the government. The deal ultimately fell through, and 3M is now looking into the situation. So he was trying to sell them for $7 a pop, and usually they're like three. So
what are 3M-made masks?
Those are the safety masks that you have. 3M is the company that makes them. They're like, yeah, like medical masks and things like that. He was trying to sell medical masks at a huge markup, three times the usual value or something like that.
So he's trying to profit off of a terrible situation.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy, right? I mean, I understand you have that's what the goal of business is, to make money. But during this time, you would think you'd be a little bit more, of a better person or something like that.
Yeah, you would hope.
So that's what's going on in your news and TV and all that stuff. Yeah. There is plenty of good news in the world. And the good news is on your Friday, Amy.
A regular customer at a restaurant in Arkansas left a huge tip for their takeout order, $1,200.
Phew.
Their entire stimulus check. Wow. And a worker at the Colonial Steakhouse said they all started crying because it came at a time when the staff really needed it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can imagine.
That's nice.
That's a hell of a tip. $1,200 just to drop there. And he's a regular. That's really cool of him. A letter carrier in Ohio is delivering supplies to seniors on his mail route. His name is Kyle West, known as Mailman Kyle. He helps Mailman Kyle. He helps around 400 seniors, offering to pick up anything they need. He's brought them, the essentials like milk and toilet paper and God only knows what. But that's nice of Mailman
Kyle.
That's
so nice.
Is that right? My mailman's a nice dude. I don't know that he'd bring me milk and stuff, but he's a nice dude. He wears the gloves and the mask, and he takes care, and I appreciate my mailman. So there you go.
That's cool. A six-year-old sent her actual piggy bank to a local hospital. That's so sweet. Sophia Myers wanted to help those fighting the coronavirus, and her donation kicked off a big campaign at Grandview Hospital. In the piggy bank was $14.70, but the fundraiser it kicked off has brought in $60,000 in donations in just 2 weeks.
See, the littlest things, the littlest gestures can lead to the biggest impact in the end. And that's all it sometimes takes, a cute kid to do something cute. And everyone jumps on that bandwagon. So hear that, my kid who keeps yelling at me about all sorts of stuff.
I was thinking that, like,
do something cute. We can make something good out of it. The majority of single Americans, Amy, want a partner who cooks. Two-thirds of singles are more likely to want to go on a date with someone whose dating profile indicates that they're a good cook. 86% of Americans find cooking to be an attractive trait. 71% of people say cooking is their love language, whatever the hell that means, but fine.
We don't know what the love languages are?
No, I'm not really familiar with that. Teach me something.
Okay. I think there's five.
Okay.
And it's... not the technical term, but is your love language things like gifts, material things? Okay. Is it time spent with somebody? Mm-hmm. Is it words of affirmation? Mm-hmm. Is it physical touch? Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what the other one is.
Cooking,
so you take this test. What?
Cooking, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that falls into it, but it's pretty close.
Interesting. I did not know. I was unaware of that.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
You can take a test online. And have your wife take a test and see what your love language is.
Mine is obviously all of them, because I am just a stud. I probably
okay,
don't
Ron
have
Burgundy.
One. I know, right? Mine is material things now. Sex Panther. That's what I give all my ladies.
60% of the time.
Works every time. Here's the thing. Now, we're not single. We've been married both 11 years, right? You've been married to the man since 2009. I've been married to the lady since 2009. Yep. So I was thinking, well, if you could draft, since the NFL draft's been going on, if you could draft one skill for your spouse to suddenly have that they just don't have, what would it be and why?
Well, I feel like I'm lucky because not only does my spouse cook and likes to cook, and I don't, he's very handy around the house. I would say maybe anticipating my needs.
Okay.
Instead of sitting back and waiting to be asked to do something, it'd be nice to, instead of watching me run around like a chicken with my head cut off, it'd be nice for him to step in and say, hey, can I do something for you? Which, to be fair, he does that sometimes, but not as often as I'd like.
So you want him to read your mind?
Yes, exactly. I would like a mind reader. Thank you. Is that so much? Is that so much to ask?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Men are literal creatures. We are literal creatures. You have to literally point and click, and whether we bitch or not, we will do it if we value anything, even if you have to threaten. We are literal creatures, though. You have to tell us what you want, when you want it, and how. And then we will probably screw it up many times, but we will try, in theory, to do those things.
Okay.
All right, but I get it. Anticipation would be, that would be good. I understand that.
Yeah.
Mine would be, I don't want her to be an extrovert. She's very much an introvert. And
okay.
I like that part. I would draft her to be like a middle of the road of that. I'd like a, I just like her to have a little bit more extrovert skills and like to go out and do a few more things and tolerate a few more people, because I understand if she doesn't like to go to massive events. I don't need her to like to go to sporting things. I get it. Mm-hmm. I've never expected that out of anybody I've ever dated, that they're going to want to go to a Bills game with me. I don't see that. I mean, great if they do. If they don't, that's fine. But, you know, I like to socialize. I like to go to parties. I like to go out to a bar. I like to go out to dinner. And it's not that she doesn't like to do any of those things, but she doesn't like to do them nearly as often as I do. So I'd love it if we could meet like halfway on that, just so that we could, you know, just be a little bit more social is all, as a couple. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, it's usually just me and my wife's like, I don't want to go to that. Screw that. I'm in sweatpants and I got a movie and I got dogs and a cat and a kid. I'm good. I'm warm. As she always says, I'm warm right now. It's winter. What's wrong with you? Like,
I'm warm right now.
I'm warm. She's like, is it under 70? I'm not going anywhere. Are you crazy? Like, are you high? I'm not. What are you doing? And I'm like, cool. It's 2 degrees outside. I want to walk to a bar. So, you know, there's a middle ground there. Not literally, but figuratively, that I would love for her to have. Cooking, she is a very good cook. She's a very, very good cook. Does your husband cook? You said he does, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a specialty?
Italian.
Italian.
Italian. Italian. He's half Italian, so.
All right, there you go. I like it. I just throw things in a pot and she likes it, apparently. I don't know. I'm not.
You know, I feel like a lot of men do that.
Yeah.
That's how my husband does it. Like, just, you know, not really measuring things out, just kind of like going for it.
Pretty much.
He makes like concoctions out of stuff and it somehow turns out good.
Yeah. I mean, you just keep adding salt to it.
See, I would rather bake. I'm the baker.
See, Jesse's also the baker. And I love the result of baking. When she starts baking, I get shingles because it's going to create dishes, even though she really doesn't create that many dishes, but it's going to create dishes. And that's what I hate about baking. It just creates a mess. There's crap and goop and sticky stuff all over the place. And and I love the result and also hate the result when we're on a diet bet and I'm totally screwed in this diet bet. But yes, I hate baking. I just hate the meticulous measuring of crap. I don't like it. Amy, it's been another great week of Mornings with Pat and Amy. And what did you learn either today or this week or otherwise? What did you learn?
I learned that one of my celebrity crushes, most of my celebrity crushes are Chris's. So, you know, Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans.
Sure.
Pretty much all the Chris's. that he's going to be in a new movie, which I really don't care about Hulk Hogan, but I'll go see that for Chris Hemsworth.
You'd like to see Chris Hemsworth rip off the shirt like Hulk Hogan does in the ring?
In little panties? Oh, yes. I will take that all day, every day.
Yeah, he won't be wearing a lot in that movie.
I know. I am here for this.
I have a feeling that movie's meant for like bro dudes who like wrestling, but it's going to be filled with women.
And
I understand. Hello. I learned that there's something called love language, and there's a test about this. And I don't need to take that, but I'm curious about it because I've never heard of it before. Where there's like five, you were telling me there's like five love languages or languages of love.
We should take it next week.
Okay, we'll take that test next week. And because I'm fascinated now because I love talking about this sort of stuff, so I have to know what my love language is, and it's probably going to come back with nothing. You're terrible. So that's what I expect. Thank you. I appreciate your affirmation there. Thank you for listening to Mornings with Pat and Amy. We really appreciate it. You can find us on, of course, all of the places where you get podcasts. I can't imagine where we're on iHeart, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Spreaker, blah, blah, blah. Well, we should be on 315live.com as of next week. At least we're hoping. Cross our fingers. If not, it'll be very, very soon. We've been talking with them. That'll be a lot of fun. Thanks to 315 Brand, who make awesome shirts to represent Central New York. Thank to RockVox Recording. RockVox Recording is fantastic. If you want to record anything, they're the people you talk to. Anybody else we got to thank, Amy?
Thank you.
Oh,
thank for all you. Of your hard work as a parent and as a co-host. You're killing it, my friend. Killing
thank
it.
You. Thank you. I'd like to say the same, but we don't have, we've run out of time. We've run out of time. No, I'm kidding. Thank you for everything you do. I do appreciate
you're
tired. It. You're basic. I don't know why I'm saying that. I don't, no, you're not. You're not. No, no. You're looking at the basic here. Let's get out of here. Let's enjoy our weekend. Happy Friday. Enjoy. Be safe. Don't lick poles and don't breathe around people. And we'll see you Monday.
Oh, my. What?
Never lick a pole.